Ringing Out, Bus Fargo, Shooting. These are the WPGC newsmakers. Every Allen's Men's Shop has what you're looking for, a great selection of Levi's jeans. Shop now, and Allen's promises, you'll never look so good.
At 808, WPGC Old Lang Syne reporters say those planning to say farewell to 1971 with a drinky boo or two better move fast. Liquor stores, Montgomery County, close at 7 p.m. Virginia State stores shut down at 6. Most D.C. liquor stores, however, open till midnight. The area's major food chains say they'll close at 7 p.m., stay closed tomorrow. The Postal Service says regular service will be provided today, but only special delivery will be operated tomorrow. Most government employees have the day off. Buses are running on Saturday schedules today and Sunday schedules tomorrow. Talking about buses, if you haven't heard by now, D.C. Transit Company is asking for a 5-cent to 10-cent fare increase. The Black United Front says it'll ask the U.S. Appeals Court to halt the Transit Commission from acting on the application. WPGC News talked with Mrs. McRae, Assistant Vice President of D.C. Transit, asking why another increase.
We've been losing money. We were losing money at the rate of $10,000 a day. That last rate increase did not bring in the revenue projected.
We then asked if they would lose customers if there was another fare hike.
Well, that has been the case. If each time we've had an increase in fare, we have lost customers. Roughly 8%, maybe more.
D.C. Freeway is the topic of a statement by Transportation Secretary John Volpe. Volpe basically goes along with the D.C. City Council and their recommendations.
I'm recommending to the Congress an early completion of the Palisades Parkway as a necessary link in the area parkway system and continued financial support of the metro system so that it may be completed at the earliest
Richard Mingus of Tacoma Park is dead, killed by park police at the 14th Street Bridge. Mingus is first spotted by police at the Lincoln Memorial, armed with a rifle. He's chased to the bridge, spotted by a chopper crew. Police move in, tell WPGC News that Mingus fires at the officers first. He's cut down and killed. Meanwhile, Melvin Spite is shot in both legs by a pair of robbers who take his wallet. He's working on his car, the 700 block Emerson Street Northeast, when the hoods walk up, place guns against both his legs, and pull the trigger. WPGC Newsmen report the Fairfax murder trial of James Stover is expected to go to the jury Monday. This is his second trial. Stover charged with the stabbing death of Francis Kerner 3 years ago in a McLean gas station. Stover gets a new trial after his lawyers say they have additional evidence proving self-defense. Police in Corpus Christi, Texas report the wife of a Navy chief petty officer fatally shoots her husband, 4 children, and herself overnight. In Michigan, reports say 2 state troopers and another man are dead in a shooting. Few details other than the officer stopped the car on a routine traffic investigation. WPGC 811. The New Year's truce is in effect in Vietnam now, with only one report of a violation, this one by the communists. Traffic moving very well, most areas. Traffic light this morning due to the fact that most government workers have the day off.
Have you experienced the nightclub revolution? For space, the Classic Three. Out of sight.
In December 1967, this was a top story on WPGC. The Justice Department and the Selective Service announced a new crackdown on draft violators. That was December 1967. WPGC Environment, sunny today, highs to 54, latest air pollution index 0.02, with 0.15 considered undesirable. Your news editor, Dandy Daddy Time. This is Bob Raleigh, it's 44 degrees.